Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Is anybody thinking about the end of the stadium yet? How much are you thinking about the end of the stadium? Like, is it just me being obsessed with endings? Or, like, are the diehards, like, trying to figure out how they want to leave, basically? How they want to end their stadium experience? Is it maybe not that, like, profound because the new place will be across the street?
I would think it's profound. I mean, I think it's going to be important to people for sure. I don't think the fact that the new place is right across the street matters. There was a lot of emotion about the odd. And the arena was right up the street. So,
okay.
And you know, I think, you know, we had the Sabres in there for, what, 26 years, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bills have been at the stadium currently for way longer
plus.
Than that. Yeah. So, you know, maybe the frequency of trips is similar with all the years, considering there's 40 home games in the anyway. It'll be emotional, I think, for people. Maybe some people it will sneak up on because they're not thinking too much about it yet. But I know I was your beloved Everton closed down their stadium, and they're moving like a mile away, so you know it's not right across the street. But watching that, I found myself. Like sort of getting in the headspace to be thinking about really respecting the idea that the stadium is going away and that it's going to be important to people.
Yes, that was Goodison Park, and I think it had been there in use for like 130 years or
right.
something.
Which is,
like,
you know,
Fenway.
Pretty heavy duty.
Longer than Fenway.
And, you know, a lot of those stadiums, and that one included, you know, they show you the aerial shot of it.
I can't believe it.
And it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just, you think Green Bay is in a neighborhood, right? Lambeau Field. Like, this is literally like someone's house is right at the corner and across the street is the stadium.
It's more,
it's just incredible. There's blocks and blocks of homes right within, you know, a par three of the place.
It's more like Wrigley in that way.
Right,
where,
right.
Like, you just can't drive there. This stadium, that was the first time I really looked at it, was that last game, Everton. And there's just like a small parking lot, which I presume is for like the people who own the team, maybe, and maybe a couple of players, like the good players, get a parking spot. But nobody is driving there.
Right.
Just like lifestyle there, I think. Like just you couldn't drive to that right. stadium, really.
There's a train station within proximity, and I think that's the way people get there, largely.
And you would never drive to Wrigley Field. You would have to take the L train. You'd have to take, you know, whatever the number is. North, in, and then out. You can't drive to Wrigley Field. I don't know about
on a game day. Maybe you could, if you're just they're on the road and you want to go see it, to take a picture of the big famous sign or whatever, you can probably drive up there. But
maybe.
Yeah,
I remember that about Lambeau.
On a game day. Yeah, I only say that about Lambeau just because I've heard it, the kids with the bikes and the whole thing.
But you saw the draft. Like, the draft, there was tons of parking lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's changed over the years. Maybe. Like, they've taken... You know, maybe more ownership or eminent domain. I don't know. There's a bigger footprint there than there was originally. But yeah, Everton, I had never seen an aerial shot quite like they had during that closing final game there. But I think maybe a few years ago, I was watching on some Saturday or Sunday morning, and they showed like a little piece where there were like some fans just walking down the street, and like they turn a corner and like there's the stadium, and like there's just these, you know, very stereotypical English neighborhood, you know, row houses one after the other, and these kids are walking through the street, and then like there's there it is, this is like bam.
That also reminds me of Wrigley, in a different way. The first time I ever went there, it's okay, there's Wrigley Field, but again, like there's no real space around it. You can't drive there. It's different from like our stadium experiences right. or most. So, all right, that's cool. There it is. There's that sign. There's the stadium. There it is. You go in and then you go down and then up the whatever your seat, your aisle is. And there is Wrigley Field. Like, right, there, right, sun right. splashed, the whole field, yeah. the grass, the ivy, the brick. That's the moment. The scoreboard
yep.
to go in through home plate, down, and then up into the, like, basically to the ballpark is incredible.
I have not experienced, I've never been to Chicago, so I've never been to Wrigley Field, so I've not experienced that. The closest I've got is doing the same at Fenway many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel emotional thinking about how I feel when I do that. It's just such a spread, you know. It's just such a famous, iconic view. If you walk in, you know, at the field level concourse through a narrow little hallway, and then it just opens up, you're just like, oh yeah, yeah. I've seen this on TV a million times. This is incredible, and. Someday I hope I get to go back there. It has been many, many, many years. My kids, I've never been since we've had kids. Maybe the last time was my bachelor party. We went to Boston for my bachelor party to see the Braves and the Red Sox in the summer of 99. Like maybe just 2 or 3 weeks before
Great rivalry.
We got married.
Great rivalry.
Right. And so it's been a while since I've had that. So, and you know, any well, stadium can give you that. The Bills Stadium can give fans that. I feel that when we would go there for even a practice or something in the summer and just walk in there, sit down, and just take it in, it never really gets old. You know, a football stadium is hard. It's hard for it to have the charm, I would say, that these old baseball parks we're talking about have, or a 130-year-old soccer stadium in Everton. But... still, it is special when you get to sit there, especially for me when there's nobody in it. Like, we've had those opportunities many times for those open practices. We get there at, you know, 2 o'clock for our show, and we're, you know, there's, you know, 12 people there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a Marlins game.
Right. We're two of them. So I don't know if it, if people are already thinking about it. But I wouldn't be surprised if some are. I mean, maybe every tailgate will be above and beyond, like a bigger effort than ever before, because it's, you know, it's going to be the last one. Someone at a tailgate, maybe that people are at, it will be their last time there. They're not going to be there for the final game. They don't go to lots of games, but I'm here one more time. There'll be a lot of that. It'd be a lot of people's final times before it's everyone's final time.
I would think that'd be me. Like, I'll want to do that once more, even if the other stadium is so close.
Yeah.
It'll be the same people on the other side of the road. But I think I'll want to do that one more time. It's a great schedule for it. It's not like other things, though, where you just know the closing date. The last night at Toutant, we both went, this is it. Like, it's good. There's no playoffs. If there were, Toutant would be in it. There's no playoffs. So we're going, and that's the end. And, like, that's a theatrical production. That's like most things where you know last day of school, this is the last time I have a chance to be here. The Bills season, I mean, hopefully, almost definitely will not be like that. And that's complicated. I mean, yeah. They have that last game against the Jets. It'll be on January 4th, probably. I mean, unless it gets moved for some reason. I don't know if that's possible. The time will still be like to be determined. But that's probably the last regular season game. And so what? If they have another year like they've had the last five, where they're playing at home the next week, and maybe again, and maybe even again after that. Like, you really can't plan for the end. If anybody is, that's why I say, like, is anybody doing that? Because you can't easily sort of line it up. You don't know if that's going to be the last game. Everybody's hoping that it isn't.
This might be sloppy, but it might be a little bit like, I don't know, if you have... have a loved one whose birthday is very close to Christmas, say. In my house, this happens. My wife's birthday is very close in proximity to Christmas. And you have to make a special effort. Not that, I mean, Christmas is planned and it's finite too. So this, I'll stop with this. The point I'm going to make here is, because it was never going to work. You should plan on doing whatever you're doing to honor the stadium, you know, just get it out, whatever you want to do. I think you should plan on doing that for that Jet game, whether it's on Saturday or Sunday that weekend, because I think Saturday is still a possibility for that weekend for some games.
Yeah.
But whatever day, that's it. Do your thing, because if the final game there is a playoff game and they don't win it, that's going to ruin the whole celebration of the stadium for some people. I think you're going to be so overwhelmed with sadness that they've lost another home playoff game, especially if it's the Chiefs again or something, like, that it just won't. I don't think you'd be inclined to want to linger in the parking lot afterward. Whereas after the finale, yeah, it is also January and it's going to be probably pretty cold, but you know, you especially if the game is at 1 o'clock, you can sort of plan on, like, let's have one last drink around the garbage can fire and, like, just do all the stuff that we want to do. Whereas I think after a playoff game, if it doesn't go their way, you're just going to kind of want to get in your car with the heat on and just wait for the traffic to break.
Maybe. There would be people that would never want to leave. If, like, that would just be so crushing. But, yeah, you know, it's just, you really can't know. I wonder if whenever the last game is, the whole operation would let you stay later. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I know that you need to be at that Jet game and get thrown out. Then you will be, like, definitely making history, being thrown out of the last game at the Odd and the last game at the stadium. Somehow that needs to happen. If I can help arrange it, let me know. Well, this guy, take you know, a little bit of whiskey in there. So take a flask in,
right,
and I'll point you out, and you can get run, and then you'll have made history.
And I'll have my both bases covered there. Yeah.
Dump it on somebody. Right, dump your water on somebody.
Right. I don't need to sneak something in, really.
Dump something out.
What I did to get thrown out of the final game at the Odd was accidentally tip a beer over on people who we'd also already been sort of spilling unknowingly beer on for, you know, a little while prior to that. And that was that. We just, they came for us and we didn't run. We just, like, we deserved to be thrown out.
You're right.
Right. My buddy's like, we should leg it. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to eat this. There's nothing, we should not run. I won't feel good. I'll be, what are we going to do? Run down two levels or something from the standing room and find a spot in an aisle in the Reds. And the whole time I'm going to be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because like security, they have walkie talkies. Like they're going to be looking for us.
You're in a movie now.
Let's just eat it.
You're Richard Kimball without the bionic arm or whatever. That's such a great thing though. I mean, somebody got some beer spilled on them. You didn't get to watch the end of the game. But, you know, for 35 years, you've had it. Or more. Almost 40. Holy cow.
Yeah.
No, come on. Almost 30.
Yeah, right.
Almost
okay.
30.
Sorry.
I did that for some other reason earlier. I'm adding decades to things. Because everything just seems like so long ago. It must be like 50 years ago.
Yeah, you know, in the moment, I think I've told you this before. I was kind of nervous. I'd only been on the radio for...
Oh,
like that. It started in like September of 95. So this is what, April of 96. And, you know, so I'm pretty new here and I'm thinking this could get me fired. This could get me fired. If this gets out, I could get fired. I was really upset about it. After all the drama of the moment subsided, like when the metal door slammed behind us and we're on Pearl Street, like the finality, there's no one around. Everyone's inside the building watching the banners come down. My buddy and I are standing there. The metal door slams, and then it hit me like, oh no. What if the station finds out that I but now all these years later, yeah, it's a great story. Hopefully if the person who I spilled the beer on is out there, they don't mind that I'm referring to it as a great story.
I would who that could be somebody that just never knew until right now that was you. I remember that. Wait a minute, that happened to me. I was in the last row of that game. Wait a minute, right. What happened there? Who was this guy? That was him. Well, it'll be interesting if it's not already. I do tend to rush to these things, not even just for something to talk about, but thinking about like, all right, this is going to be it. This could be the last time. I do that in like almost macabre ways in my personal life too, which is not something I'm really proud of. But oh, this might be the last time I do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like it's kind of a drag living like that. But anyway, like the stadium thing with the Bills, it's one more big wrinkle to this year, because we always have the bye week and matchups and, you know, rest between games, Saturday, Sunday, what is it going to be, who, when, all the different possibilities in the postseason if they make it. Like if, perish the thought, if New England is really good and gives the Bills a race, then... All right, well, in the context of the end of the stadium, maybe you go to that Jet game and you don't know if that's going to be it. Like, they might have to win it, or they're going on the road, but maybe they'll be like a 5 seed or something, mm-hmm. and they could still play at home, whatever. Like, there could be some real uncertainty to that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's not real likely, obviously, but it certainly is possible. Yeah, I mean, teams come out of nowhere. I don't want to say all the time, but I mean, it happens.
Well, look, it's not that, again, like, dare I say it, it's not that incredible for any team to have to actually one time fight for a division title. You know, like we did New England a few days ago and we got to 10 wins without even really trying. Like it could be better, but it also could easily be worse than that.
Yeah.
But we just got to 10 wins.
But if that's in the window, then any bump for the Bills, you know, any turbulence could make that into a race.
Right. I mean, just a good season, if not a great one, but a good season would make that close if New England won 10 games. And that's it in terms of the Patriots. When we did that, they didn't beat the Bills either time in our little
mm-hmm.
run through. So if that happens and you're getting down to the end of the season, not knowing if they might have to go on the road, this is 2 years. If 2 years ago happens.
Right.
I mean, don't we think of that team as really good, as sort of the same as all these other teams? I guess I do. And they needed to win week 18, which is apparently a thing. They needed to win week 18 to play at home in the playoffs, or right. else they would have been the lowest seed. And like, you get that.
Yep.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, nothing really squirrely. I mean, they had, you know, injuries. Everybody has injuries, but like there wasn't a devastating one to the most important guy on the field.
No, right.
Or anything. And right. They still had that season. That's right.
Yeah, like why did they have only that season that year? What was the story as you remember it?
All I can really remember is the Philadelphia game enraged me. I don't I don't know if I remember really much of anything else.
They lost to Zach Wilson in week one after Rodgers went hurt. They lost in London to Jacksonville. They lost at Foxborough. Listen to this, to Mac Jones. They lost a Sunday night game at Cincinnati. They lost to Russell Wilson's Broncos at home on a Monday night. That's the end of Dorsey,
right,
who had the terrible misfortune of having sent too many guys on to block a field goal.
Right.
Costing the offensive coordinator his job, or else he never would have lost it. Then it's the Eagles, and that's it. So they're 6-6. And, I mean, that team probably had great point differential. I mean, I know it did. And still just, like, had to fight for it.
Yep.
Anyway, I wonder if anybody's making plans for the end. You know, like, how do you want to do it? Bulldogs should get thrown out. I should storm the field and help take the goalpost down.
Yes, you should. That's right.
Because that was my thing.
I would like to be there to help you with that, but I will
You'll
have
be gone.
Already been thrown out.
Yes.
Right.
Ironically, I will not be thrown out for storming the field. You will be for spilling your beer.
Right.
Is that going to happen no matter what? Will the Bills do everything to prevent that? Horses and...
Maybe. That was what they did. Here we go, full circle for this segment anyway. Everton didn't have horses, but they had, I mean, there was
tons
a line
security.
Of security. There was no opening. So, I don't know. I mean, for safety's sake, then maybe they do that to try to deter people, and hopefully it doesn't turn into a thing where people refuse to be deterred. Because that could get – there are going to be – no matter how many security people there are, if there are not horses – the number of people, if there are enough of them, could overwhelm security, and then you could have a situation on your hands.
It's worse if they lose, right?
Yes.
Well, enough about that.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that. Yeah.
You know, the morning guys, I want to play with this also. Not exactly speaking of the end of the stadium, but a little, I guess, indirectly. Last couple days, they've framed topics around the Bills and the AFC Championship game. Yesterday it was, I think it was yesterday, was about would Josh Allen have taken any of the drought teams to the AFC Championship game, which why do you pick that game? Because that's as far as they've gone, right? That's this team
yep.
currently maxing out. So AFC Championship game. And then today it was about how would any season where you don't make that game be considered a failure? And this is, I hope, I don't even need to say it, but no knock on them. I mean, it's interesting to talk about both of these things. It's interesting to me to think about the AFC Championship as a framework. Like, what day was it? Was it last week when I asked you if making the Super Bowl and mm-hmm. winning it are the same thing?
Right.
Like, it's just sort of, it's always about getting there, but getting there and losing isn't, how much better is that? Right, than what the Bills have already done.
Yeah, it's,
and
yeah.
I don't know how different the AFC Championship is anymore than the divisional round. You know, it's just like, I know it's more, I know it's farther.
Yeah,
but to me,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is an era, and it's been 6 years in a row they've been in the playoffs. If you want, you can just make it the five since they've won the division. Just the same. And division round, AFC championship, like I don't even have to think about it to know which season is which.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really mean anything to me. Like it should probably, because one is better. But if the Bills lose, they didn't call me for my opinion. If they lose in the AFC championship or if they lose in the second round, I don't know how different it is. They've done both multiple times already. Which is not like exactly to their question.
Yeah.
Their question was, is it a failure if you go that far and lose? Like, that's its own thing. But I don't know. Like, that game isn't really sort of a flashpoint.
I think it served a purpose for some of the shaping of the conversation about McDermott. that they got back to the AFC title game after getting there really in the first year of this run as a serious contender. I'm also omitting 19 from this. And so it wasn't – you didn't hit your head on the same ceiling, but I think now that you've done that twice and the other thing three times, is that right? Three divisional round losses, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice to Kansas City, once to Cincinnati. They are – they're the same now.
They're the same to me.
I think. I know literally it's, like you said, it's another level up, but it isn't going to quench anybody's thirst if they make it to the AFC title game and lose again.
No, you're starting to rack these things up.
Right.
Over there. Some people would rather they, if you had the option of losing the AFC championship game or like not even make the playoffs, I don't know, that it wouldn't be unanimous.
Yeah, well,
the excitement, looking forward to it. Like, just don't tease me anymore. Ah, whatever.
I hate that point of view so much.
Okay, it doesn't have to.
No, I know, but I know
we
it exists.
We might not find a person who would say that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go looking.
You take me on the ride every time.
803-0550, the end of the stadium, the stakes this year, and we'll get to more over the course of the day. Ian Harditz will join us from Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life to talk about the Bills, stats and forecast for this year. Paul Hamilton as well later on. The Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me, and that's something that we embody with it. It's when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? And so I believe all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, spoke yesterday. Anything you missed? Sal's got it at the website or on the Odyssey app. You can hear our discussions about it, including with Sal. 803-0550 if you want to talk Bills with us. There's been a lot on James Cook, a lot on the Everybody Eats business going into year two. Dalton Kincaid, Elijah Moore, Joshua Palmer, we're all always here for any of that stuff. Already today we've talked about the end of the stadium again. It's still very premature. Actually, as I say this now, I'm thinking that is it January 4th? If it's on the Sunday, that's January 4th. Today is June 4th. So let's use that. Football would use that.
Sure. 100
days.
Yeah.
7 months. June the 4th be with you, you like to say. It's seven months away, exactly, unless they move it. But you know, you've got the playoffs, and it might be tough to sort of plan for physically, emotionally, the very end of the stadium, because make the postseason, play at home as they've done 5 years running, you know, you won't be able to know whether you're going to the last game necessarily. Here's George with us. Hi, George.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for calling, George.
Okay. You know, I get very frustrated with these people who are saying, you know, get rid of the coach, that kind of stuff. I mean, okay, I can tell you, you know, Tommy O'Connell and Richie Lucas were the Bills quarterbacks in 1960. You know, I've been a follower of the team for longer than you guys have been alive.
Even Bulldog?
I think so. But I'm not sure.
You've got, if you go back to 1960, you got me beat by 5 years, George, yes.
Okay. But here's the thing. This is not, you know, this is not cancer research. This is not paying your mortgage, feeding your kids, sending your kids to college. Sports is entertainment. And the Bills are, what, the first or second winningest team in the NFL in the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, you know, that's a huge accomplishment. So they don't win the Super Bowl. Well, okay, you know. But
most teams don't.
That's right, most teams don't. And isn't it fun every Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night to go to bed feeling good because your team was a winner that day? And if it doesn't, you know, I mean, you go through 18 weeks that way, you know, most weeks. And so, you know, where are our priorities? Is the only thing that really matters winning a championship? Or is it that you have guys who are working hard to provide great sports and great entertainment for us?
Yes, you know, fair enough. I've got the same points I always make ready for this when this comes along, which I don't need to go deep into, but they include I envy fans like you, George, who can sort of keep it chill, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Not be obsessed with endings and championships and all of that. The odds are not ever great. So I do, but I'm lying to myself if I think of it this way. I mean, it's partly because it's a job for me, but it's also why it's a job for me, because I am sort of driven by it and have always been kind of obsessed with it. I just need to have a championship chase that I can believe in to really love it, especially as I get older. You know, when I was younger, I didn't maybe need that to really love it. But now I do. There's too much other stuff that matters that is going on that I can't sort of ignore. And yeah. So I got to have, this is the Sabres. Like, the Sabres have not come close to a level in a long time where I can actually think about whether they can win it. And, you know, the other teams in the conference that are good, and are the Sabres a good matchup for Toronto and for Florida and these things. Like, I can't get to first base on that because they haven't been good enough.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of like, sure, it's entertainment. Sure, it's not paying your mortgage, but it's not fun for me when it's not better. That's the bottom line, I guess.
But the part of the point here is that it is right now as good as it's ever been. And I do think it's important to enjoy that. That's why, you know, this dovetails nicely with the end of last segment. If I hope some of you were with us, you brought up the, you know, if you're just going to lose in the championship game or the divisional round, don't get there. And I despise that sentiment so strongly. Because I will always take the ride. I will always, and I will always expect the result that I want or that we all want. And yeah, I'm going to be really disappointed when I don't get it, but I'm going to want to keep going when that day comes and passes. And it does get harder over, you know, year over year, for sure. But I like enjoying the ride. It's a part of why, to me, any notion about a team that's not capable of winning at all, not getting in even, is more like a hockey point, because the playoffs are so sort of can be upside down in some team sports, and hockey is one of them, where it's not uncommon for the low seed to pull an upset and get on a run. It hasn't happened in a little while now, but it can happen. So I always just want the ride. I think I would say that if you are so level-headed like our caller, George, that you take the losses in stride, you're missing a part of the ride. Because good for you. If you can be in a headspace where you're happy if they win, and if they lose, you're still happy, and it doesn't really bum you out, I mean, that's great, but I don't feel like you got the full experience. Like, the disappointment and the dejection is, to me, a part of the ride. It's what I'm, when I hand my ticket in, figuratively speaking, or actually literally at the stadium, that is what I'm signing up for, is the emotional ride. It's not just watching the supreme athletes jump around the field for me. It's the emotion of the outcome and my investment in it. And I want to feel the loss. If I don't, then that's time to go for me. But that's me. I mean, I'm not judging George harshly here, I don't think. I respect your point of view. I'm closer to George than someone who, like, is going to burn a jersey or something over a disappointing loss, because I would never do something like that. But I want to feel it. I want it to hurt.
You are open to a catastrophe.
Sure.
Because you are giving yourself a chance at a eucatastrophe.
What's this now?
A eucatastrophe is a real word that I just learned of the other day from Mental Floss.
Okay.
And I've already sort of told you what it means. It's the opposite of a catastrophe. It's a moment of incredible, unexpected bliss.
Is this a new thing? Is this like a new word, or has it been around for a while? I've never heard it before.
That when I typed it in to mention today, my Microsoft Word document didn't put a red line under it.
Okay.
Eucatastrophe. It's the word catastrophe with EU in front of it.
I've never heard of that. All right.
Like euphoria.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
Is the connection there?
Is there
400?
Is there phoria?
Is there phoria? Good question.
What is phoria?
Phoria is the worst. You don't want it, especially on your on your feet.
But euphoria.
Woo!
It's the best.
It is the best. Eucatastrophe. My dog is destroying my shoes.
Oh, no.
Pair by pair. It was the sneakers. I'm still wearing them, but she's like just chewing them up from the inside. And like, all right, well, it's summer. I either want to wear the sneakers or I want to wear the sandals. I'm not, you know, going socks and pants and all this, you know, not for me. So, I mean, it's 85 degrees. She's chewing up the shoes. And I get home night before last. I sit down. My wife is sitting next to me on the chair. I'm on the couch. And I start to take my shoes off. And my wife says, here we go. And here comes Margot sprinting from the kitchen. To get her out of the kitchen, you know, this is big. She can tell that I'm taking my shoes off.
She knows you're in shoe taking off position.
I take the shoe off, and then the other one, she just sticks her head. Her head fits into my sneaker hole, right? So she sticks her head into it.
Oh, and, Lord.
And my wife's like, oh, Margo loves daddy's shoes, whatever. And I said, it's a fait accompli. And my wife gave me nothing. That's 20 years of marriage. Nothing for a fait accompli. I mean, I loved that. Just came up with it. Like, you catastrophe, but that is real. Fait accompli, I just thought that was funny.
Did she get up and leave the room?
Like, I got up and left the room. Oh, you're not even gonna give me a for that? Not even just like a chuckle?
I feel like maybe she judged you harshly, but I also think you have to respect the honesty. She was not going to patronize you with a...
That's right. That's really where we are the most alike. Nobody's laughing at our own stuff in my house.
Right.
You gotta earn it.
Right.
In my house, you've got to earn it. And I thought fait accompli was worth it, but I guess not. That's why I'm bringing it to you.
You got to cordon those shoes off.
I'm taking them upstairs now just to try to get another month out of them, I guess. I don't know. Ian Harditz coming up at 4. Thanks for the call, George. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR. Hot and sunny. Record stuff, 86 degrees. I mean, maybe even a little bit hot. I was going to say a good day for a ball game, except that the Bisons are in Syracuse this week, 6:35. It's probably similar there. If you want it, you can probably leave now and make it. Will Robertson, last night for the Bisons, 3 home runs.
Let's hear it.
He becomes the 10th player in modern Bisons history to hit 3 home runs in a game. One player did it twice. Oh, I read this. Big slugger guy, late 90s. Oh, I forgot. I'll get it. Ooh, damn. Will Robertson hit 3 home runs for the Bisons. They won. Who's the guy? Seven letters. Who is the guy? One time in Bisons history, a player has hit 4. And that name I know. That is Billy Botnis from May of 1895. This would... I hope not be the modern era. This should not be considered the modern era. 1895. With 4 home runs.
He played
in a game.
On an open field near the river.
Back then. There were no bases.
Right.
Russell Branyon.
Oh, okay.
7-7. Good Russell job. Branyon did it twice.
Sorry, I wasn't helping you at all. I knew I did not remember. I also saw this last night after it was done last evening, but I did not remember at all, so I wasn't even going to try to, like, oh, yeah, I saw this. I can't think of it either. I had no clue. Russell Branyon, nice.
Do you ever want the This Week in Baseball theme in your life? Remember the song from This Week in Baseball?
I love the This Week in Baseball theme.
Actually, I think this is right. There's a like a main theme, and then there's like a closing credits theme that's different.
Okay.
The main this is from, these songs are from like the reverse AFC power rankings, NFL films, Monday Night Football music. Like it's not the, if you will, store bought NFL films catalog. It's like an older 70s. Definitely the vibes are there. You might find like a TV show theme or two on it. Well, this is a TV show. The This Week in Baseball theme is called Jet Set.
I never knew the name of that. Okay.
And the song that plays at the end, some slow motion highlights and the credits are rolling, is called Gathering Crowds.
I don't remember what the song at the end sounds like at all.
Well,
but the This Week in Baseball, that is burned.
Jets, it's great.
It really is great.
It's so good.
It really is great. Yeah, they would want when Howard, remember when Howard worked here? Remember old Howard?
I heard rumors of it. Howard, I never saw him here.
Howard
once.
Simon on the morning show. I don't. Maybe they still do this with Jerry and Joe. I don't know. I'm not in the car at the same time. Driving Leo to school, I would always hear in season anyway. So it wasn't for months of the school year because, you know, baseball doesn't begin till near the tail end of the school year. But anyway, they'd be like a Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Wednesday at 8:30 or 8:45, something. There would be a Bison, like, here's the rundown on what, it was a sponsored thing. Here's the rundown of what this week at the ballpark is. Mm-hmm. And it would always begin with that. The segment would begin with the This Week in Baseball theme. And it always made me smile.
Jet
like,
set.
Every time I heard it, it'd be like, okay, all right, here we go. And, you know, all right, Saturday, what time Saturday? It's 1 o'clock. Oh, it's a night game. Darn. Like, just, but nice to hear the schedule read to you instead of having to go find it. Or, you know, they email it to us. But anyway, I liked it. And the theme is the main reason, you know, not that I wasn't interested in the Bisons, but the theme music, I was 100% here
for. How's Jet Set for a walk-up song? I think I might...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like it if I'm the starting pitcher. And I'm taking the mound to start the game. Do I get a song? I might pick that, like the beginning of the game. That song, you know, it's maybe a weird choice, but kind of like it. But I don't know about like walking up to bat. I need a 10-second. I need a little clip.
Do I need catchier? Can I get a closer coming out of the bullpen for the ninth inning?
Yes.
With that,
That
would work.
That would work,
right? I don't need everybody to be, you know, Rivera was
Enter
Sandman, right? And Jonathan Papelbon was Enter Sandman, or, oh, God.
I don't know.
Shipping off to Boston.
Okay.
The Dropkick Murphy song. I'm almost sure it was. Sure hope that's right. Anyway,
Diaz with the Tommy Trumpets or whatever that was.
Right.
It's great.
Timmy Trumpets, I think.
Timmy Trumpets?
Yeah.
Been through a lot here in the last 5 minutes.
Give me this week.
Billy Bonneris, Russell Branyan, Timmy Trumpet.
No
jet set.
No U's.
U catastrophes.
No EU's.
Was this more of a catastrophe or a U catastrophe? Some are debating. Ian Harditz coming up next. Back to football here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.